This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The league has stars, and he's one of them, you know what I mean? He's just a tremendous talent, very skilled guy. You know, some guys are just made to play ball in the position that they play, and he's definitely one of those guys. So it's been very fun to watch. I've been having a lot of joy since I've been here. I mean, we won every game, so it's been cool, man.
I mean, that's Kamari Cooper right there. I've been having a lot of joy since I've been here. You know, it's so funny. Here's a guy that comes in, and he was with the Raiders, the Cowboys, the Browns. Did a little bit of winning with the Cowboys, but to keep winning like this and to play with a quarterback like that, I mean, you know, he's feeling it. And I think that's a great testament and great insight into what we talked about a little bit earlier, the culture that's been built here and, you know, how people feel about their football team, even inside, you know, their own locker room. 803-0550, really good stuff there from Amari Cooper after the game, who, by the way, you wouldn't know if he won or lost the way the guy sounds. He's always the same, which is great. He's just kind of always very level the way that way he speaks and sounds. Let's go to Dennis in Buffalo. Hi, Dennis. You're on WGR.
Hi, Sal. I got to give you a compliment. You are the most astute analyzer of pro football play-by-plays that you talk about. And I don't know if you've ever, you know, taken a piece of beef and chopped it to make a Salisbury steak. So what Josh Allen did in that run, that he, like in every year in Barcelona, Spain, they had the run of the bulls. Well, Josh Allen did a bull run, and when he turned his body and hit the goal line, he twisted and pounded the Kansas City steer, their defensive back, to the ground. I got to give Josh Allen credit on the bull run. That was a Salisbury steak bull run spoken to you for the first time ever. Everybody calls you on air a Salisbury steak analyst and pro football astute play-by-play man after the fact.
All right, well, I'll take it, Dennis. Thank you very much. Josh Allen, the bull run. I mean, they aren't the Bulls. That's the college team here. Bowl-eligible Bulls, by the way. But it was a pretty darn amazing run by Josh Allen. And he did run over a guy into the end zone. So, good call. Thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words, by the way. Really do. Nick in Hamburg. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Sal. Love the show.
Thank you.
We had a great day yesterday. It was awesome. But then, you know, as I'm driving, I'm listening to not only your shows, but also flipping through some of the national pundit shows. And I got to say, I've been kind of annoyed this morning that, like, a lot of them are taking the stance of, you know, well, this doesn't mean anything. You know, like, it doesn't matter, really, because what matters is the playoffs in January. And in my mind, I'm like, well, it does mean something, and it matters something. Don't dismiss it the day after it happens, not even 24 hours later. It just sounds like, again, a little aggravated that the national pundits just seem to keep on that.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen that as much as I've seen it from, like, Kansas City fans who are obviously upset that they lost, so they want to just point to, well, we have Super Bowls and you don't, and this didn't matter to us because all that matters is Super Bowls. Okay, whatever. I mean, I guess if it didn't matter, why did Patrick Mahomes play every snap? Right.
Right. Agreed. Yeah.
Right. I mean, if the game, that's the retort today. If any Chiefs fan or anybody says to you, well, the game wasn't important to Kansas City, say, then why did Patrick Mahomes play every single snap? They could have sat him if it wasn't important. They want to win. That's why it's important, because it's a game.
Right. Absolutely. And one final point, just like before the game happened, it was, oh, this is the biggest game of the year. This is this and that. And then so just to hear the other side of it, not even 24 hours later.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
It doesn't. No, Nick, thank you on this. And I'll say this. Look, it doesn't have to be either or, everybody. Okay. Let's have some nuance we'll bring to this. Does Dr. Sal here, Uncle Sal, whatever you want to call me here on a Monday sometimes to help you out, do I have to kind of get that emotion back in check? Either way, it doesn't have to be one swing either way. Let's have a little nuance here and say this, okay? Let me go back to what I said earlier. Being a fan, a sports fan, is about riding the emotion. And there's nothing wrong with that when your team wins or when your team loses. Now, if you're letting it impact your personal life to a really unhealthy degree, not good. Okay, don't do that. But you should be very happy when your team wins, and you should be upset to a degree when your team loses, depending on situation and each side. Okay? This game particularly, why would you, what do you expect? Do you expect Bills fans not to be happy? Of course. And I would expect Chiefs fans to go, ah, that sucks that the undefeated season's gone. But you know what? On to the next game. Just like Bills fans are. That's great. And you should say, on to the next game. There's a little nuance in here. And what I want to mean by that is, of course Bills fans are going to be happy. Of course they should be celebrating. They just beat the Super Bowl champions, ruined their undefeated season in their house in a fantastic football game. They also know they didn't win the Super Bowl. It's okay. And they have a week to enjoy it and then get back to work. And then you have, what, five more games and the playoffs start. So, yeah. I don't know. I've seen that this morning. The funniest one is the Chiefs fan, and you can find it on my Twitter feed, by the way. The Chiefs fan who tweeted something about, we don't celebrate regular season wins. And then Alex Brasky of Batavia Daily, Batavia News, I'm sorry if I get that wrong, but Alex, who's come on the show before, he had a great tweet where he showed the video of the Chiefs literally celebrating and Patrick Mahomes running around crazy after they blocked the field goal against the Broncos last week. We don't celebrate regular season wins. Oh, yeah? And by the way, they should. Why not? I don't care who you're a fan of. You win a game, man. You work hard to win a game when you're a player and a coach. And your team, you're invested every week on a Sunday or Monday or Thursday. That's what being a sports fan is all about. And calling this show, too, afterwards. Let's go to Mark in Buffalo. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Sal. You do a great job on the sidelines. You really do.
Thank you, buddy. Even though you're losing your voice trying to yell.
But
no, I'm good, man. I'm good. My voice is good. I guess I'm a little raspy today, but I'm good.
Well, you got a little hoarse towards the end.
Yeah, that happens. You know what it is sometimes? Yeah, I got to talk over the crowd, and I try to, and then I know you try to do that. But you know what? I'd rather have it that way than being quiet because it's not exciting, right?
You know what? I'm just really happy. You know what? We're all happy where the Bills are at. You just go back when they lost them two games this year. We were all devastated. I mean, but you know what? We just beat the two-time-in-a-row Super Bowl champion. The team that has been the best team in the football for the past 5 or 6 years. We have a quarterback who is a beast out there, which we all know. And you know what? Everybody says, well, I don't know what they can do. Josh Allen had to put the team on his shoulders. That's why we drafted him. Brandon Bean even said, you're going to love this kid. That's why he gets $40 million a year. He's worth, if those other guys are getting $65 million, he's worth $80 million a year. He is a steal for what he signed for, and he truly loves Buffalo. But you know what? Look at these draft picks. Christian Benford, he's one of the best corners in the game. What was he, a fifth-round draft pick? Terrell Bernard, what a linebacker. We weathered the storm without him and Milano out there. Now, if you get Milano back and he can be healthy, do you know where this defense is going to go? We have a legitimate shot at the Super Bowl again, Sal. And you know what? Sit back and just enjoy Sean McDermott as a head coach. Everybody wanted to fire him last week. He makes mistakes. We all make mistakes. It happens out there. He didn't go for it in fourth down. He kicked the field goal. Well, you know what? That's just the way the NFL is. It's tough to win in the NFL. And you know what? Be happy. Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott are the best thing to come into Buffalo in the last 20 years, the job they've done here. Yes, maybe they got lucky that Josh Allen turned out where he is. But don't bash him. Don't say he should be fired. Andy Reid got fired in Philadelphia and was nothing until he got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he was a great coach, but he didn't win Super Bowls. Bill Belichick was a coach for 20 years till Tom Brady come along and won him Super Bowls. So just sit back and give him a chance. Our problem is we've ran into Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Just sit back and enjoy the ride, guys. I go back to the four Super Bowls. It's a great ride. It's fun to be a Bills fan. When the Bills win, everything is happy because this city lives off the Buffalo Bills. Hey, thanks for the job you guys do. Thanks for letting me talk. Thanks for letting us vent here every Tuesday. Love your show, Sal. Love you, Sal.
You got it, Mark. Thank you. It's Monday, by the way. It's a victory Monday, not Tuesday, but that's okay. You're on a roll, and I'm not going to stop you, brother. It can be Tuesday if you want it to. Christian Benford was a sixth-round pick. Taron Johnson, a fifth-round pick. A lot of guys stepping up. Speaking of guys stepping up, when we come back, I'm going to take a timeout, come back, get to a lot of your phone calls. If you're on, I'll get to you, I promise. When we come back, I'm going to get you the Barnes Firm injury report, and I'm going to tell you something additional to that that's going to make you feel really good when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Buffalo Football Victory Monday Extra Point Show.